The 1911 is one of the most iconic firearms in history. Designed by John Browning, the 1911 was the standard-issue sidearm of the U.S. military from 1911 to 1985. While Colt produced the original, almost every major firearm company has produced its own version. It's wildly revered for its reliability, crisp trigger, and is still a favorite for all types of shooters. Whether you're looking to buy or build a 1911 and just about everything for guns, log on to MidwayUSA.com. Knives, machetes, saws, and shears, multi-tools, shovels, swords, axes, spears, hatchets, and tomahawks. If it cuts, snips, slices, or chops, Midway USA has it. Find great gift ideas in our huge selection of pocket knives and other everyday carry folding knives. Make a statement or create a family legacy with one of our top-of-the-line hunting knives. We've got a great selection of manual and electric sharpeners, too. For just about everything for the outdoors, check out MidwayUSA.com.
Are those fancy new see-through hunting blinds legit? Should I think about using one? Well, I did, and I am here to tell the tale. Welcome to another episode of the New Hunter's Guide, the podcast and YouTube channel, helping new hunters get started and bringing new insights to all hunters. I'm your host, George Kanitas, and today we are talking about the latest, greatest advancement in ground blind technology, the see-through hunting blind. Should you be thinking about getting one of these? Well, I honestly was super skeptical about these for years. I wrote them off as garbage. They've been around for several years now. When I first saw them, I just said, oh, look at this junk. Like, you know, they've just taken the mesh on a regular hunting blind and just made a whole blind out of this. Maybe it works okay for a day or two until the wind blows or the rain comes down or, you know, anything happens, and then this blind is just going to disintegrate and evaporate, and it was complete garbage. But they did not die away like most useless fads do. It kept building and building and building, and I'd see them more and more, and more companies were making them. And I'm sitting there going, okay, this is interesting. And I saw some really compelling imagery and some videos and such. And they really started to pique my interest. Then I thought, okay, maybe these are real. Maybe these are legit. And I came to a point where I was ready to try a new hunting blind. I typically keep up 2 ground blinds at all times as part of my setup. I've got 1, 2, 3 tree stands and 2 ground blinds at all times. So 5 total spots. And, you know, I have used a lot of ground blinds. I've been using ground blinds for years. And ground blinds, I have learned, are like consumable products. All right? They're not quite like milk, but they're more like cell phones. They are made to last only for so long. You only get so much use out of a ground blind. And then eventually it just starts to come apart, wear and tear, it splits, it tears, something falls on it, it fades to white, and it just needs to be replaced. So I find, on average, a ground blind lasts about 2 years, if you leave it up year-round. And I do. You might say, George, you leave your ground blinds up year-round? No wonder they only last 2 years. Well, it depends on how you hunt. I use a ground blind to hunt spring turkey. Not every hunt, but sometimes. I use it to hunt early season deer, and I use it to hunt late season deer. So then I'm hunting out of a ground blind, theoretically, May, September, and January. All right? So if I'm setting up a ground blind, then I'd have to set it up and tear it down 3 times a year. And what I've found in my experience is that the trauma of putting a ground blind up and taking it down and putting it up again is the number one way in time that ground blinds break and fail for me. They tear, rods snap, fittings break. The number one way they're damaged is by putting them up and taking them down. In my experience. Maybe yours is different. Maybe you got magic hands. But that's what I have found. And so for me, the wear and tear a ground blind experiences sitting up year round is lower than if I were to put it up and take it down three times a year. All right. Now, if you only put it up and take it down one time a year, well, it's going to be better for you probably to put it up and take it down. You're probably going to have less wear and tear by doing that once a year, but I'm doing it three times a year and it's already out a good bit of the time. Right. And so what I've found is that my blinds last longer if I just put them up and leave them up and don't mess with them. I don't break as many rods. I don't have walls and things that tear in the process of putting them up and taking them down. I don't have all those opportunities, maybe for to snag it or something else to go wrong. They just last longer for me if I leave them up. So a average ground blind for me up year round lasts 2 to 3 years. 2 to 3. If I get 3 years out of a blind, I'm happy with it. I am satisfied with that particular blind. I have tried the strongest and the most durable pop-up blinds on the market. The biggest brands, I'm not going to call any brands because I don't think any of them are very good. I've used the biggest brands, the brands that literally build their name and their entire brand essence on their durability. And I have found them wanting. There was one in particular that I had bought. I was at a show 1 year and an outdoor show, and this brand was there and they were selling these blinds and they're supposed to be super tough. And the one guy was telling me that they've had one in a field for 5 years, have never taken it down, and it hasn't faded. And I thought, hey, 5 years, never took it down, hasn't faded, hasn't blown over, hasn't disintegrated. That's what I want. So I bought one of them. It's their highest level brand, like 600 denier fabric. And I bought it. And I was like, all right. It wasn't super cheap, but I got one. And so brought it home. By the end of the first year, it had turned white. It had faded ridiculously. And it was not in 100% all day full sun either. And I was like, are you for real? Like, this thing they said last, they were just lame. They must have been lying, just straight up lying in my face. Or maybe at some point they changed the production materials or quality. And the one they put up 5 years ago, they're just not the same blinds that they're cranking out or making today. Either way, I've tried a lot of different blinds from a lot of companies, and I pretty much think most of them suck. But I keep buying them because it is still drastically cheaper. I ran the numbers. If I were to build my own blind out of wood and made it the way I wanted it to be, what it would cost me to do that versus buying a new ground blind every 2 to 3 years, it would take somewhere around 20 years for it to pay off with the cost of lumber today. Now, a year from now, maybe the cost of lumber will go down. Or maybe you can find some reclaimed wood. But when I ran the mat, and then after 20 years, wood rots. That's everything's going to need replaced anyway. So according to my analysis, it was cheaper long run, in even mid run and short run, just cheaper around the board to buy pop-up blinds. And so I'm always looking for quality pop-up blinds. And I have become someone who is a discerner of the differences between a cheap blind and a quality blind. And no, it's not always the thickness of the fabric. And so when I'm evaluating a blind, I'm looking for durability. Is it going to last? How long is it going to last? You know, the goal's to get 3 or 4 seasons out of it. If I can get 3 seasons, I feel good. The money was worth it. If I can get 4 seasons, awesome. And what I've learned with blinds is that none of them are perfect. None of them have all the features that I want. So let me stop there and connect that to today's subject. So I had been looking at these blinds. Eventually, I reached the point where I'm like, you know what? I'm ready to try a new blind. And I found the Tideway see-through blind. Price point was good. Reviews were good. All the literature and information about it was good. So I was like, all right, we're going to give this one a shot. So I got their 270-degree floor-to-ceiling see-through blind.
Whether you're just looking to stay warm during a hunt or need maximum concealment, the clothing you wear can make or break a hunt. At MidwayUSA.com, we understand hunting clothing has come a long way with more meticulously crafted camo patterns, advanced scent control technologies, and weatherproof options to withstand the elements. Hunters have to wait until their favorite season, but shouldn't wait on gear, which is why MidwayUSA offers super fast shipping. When you're ready for your next system, log on to MidwayUSA.com. Hunting boots are a critical component of any successful hunt. Whether walking a short distance to your blind or trudging miles through rugged terrain, your feet are carrying the load. Without the right boots, you could give up early and lose out on that trophy just over the ridge. At Midway USA, we make selecting boots for your next hunt easier. With just a few clicks of a mouse, you can decide on what's important, like waterproofing, insulation, size, width, and savings. For just about everything for shooting, hunting, and the outdoors, check out MidwayUSA.com.
So three panels are totally see-through. The roof obviously isn't, and the back panel isn't. And so I was like, all right, we're getting it. We'll see how it is. We'll figure this thing out. If it sucks, it sucks. Half of the ones I buy suck. And so I was like, it's really no more risk than buying getting anything else. So got it. The blind came. I did not take it out of the box until I went to set it up because I know I'll never get it back in the box. I might get it back in the bag. I'm not getting it out of the box. And so time to came, I took it out to the woods, took down the old blind that was there. And the blind I had been using, it was one of the best and worst blinds I'd ever had. It was very durable. One of the most durable blinds I had ever bought. Okay. Really durable, but it was designed by idiots. It had the loudest floor-to-ceiling zipper in the world to get into it, and then every window had the loudest zipper in the world to open, and then the mesh had the loudest zipper in the world to open. And so you get in this thing and you start to open it up, and I mean, it's just a zipper symphony. There's no quiet way to do it. It's so loud. There's no sneaky way to get in or out if you want to take a walk or go to the bathroom or anything. You're just blowing up the area every time you unzip this thing and re-zip it. All right, so it sucked. It was just terrible for the zippers. But it was super durable. The angles of the windows, everything worked really nice. It was a nice, strong blind. You know, I would buy it again, despite how bad the zippers are, just because of how well it lasted, assuming the ones they make today are even the same materials, the one I bought back then. But so that's what I'm replacing in the woods. So I get this new blind out there, set it up, take it out of the box. The moment that I touch it, I said, ooh, this is not what I was expecting. The material, the fabric was not what I was expecting. I was expecting like a paper thin mesh that's going to blow or tear, blow away or tear with any contact at all. It's going to last maybe one season. Be shocked if I got two out of it. And what I found was a much more robust material. It was one of the easiest blinds I'd ever popped up and opened. Least amount of struggle. Now, when I say struggle, I don't mean like, oh man, I don't have the strength to open the blind. I mean, I'm concerned I'm going to break this thing while I'm putting it up. I'm concerned I'm pushing so hard on this wall, something's going to break before this hub pops and locks and stuff like that, which I hate, which is how you often break them. But it popped up, went up easy, staked it down, and this thing was solid. It was really solid. And you get inside, and sure enough, you can see right through it. Now, it is not see right through it like glass. It's like the mesh over the windows of a regular blind. So you can see far enough to shoot a deer at archery ranges. At 100 yards, you're not going to be able to... You see the deer, but you're not going to be able to tell if it has antlers, probably, let alone count the points. But at 30 yards, you absolutely could see well enough to shoot right through the mesh to add a deer. No problem there. It was quite nice visibility. Now, there are windows on it. You might say, well, George, why would you use windows on a see-through blind? Well, because you may want clearer vision. You may want to be able to see crystal clear through a little strip so you can see further. And you may not want to shoot right through the walls. You may want to lift and shoot through the opening. And so the windows on this thing had the best slides. They were so durable. I was like, wow, these are better than any slides on any windows of any blind that I have yet used. I have all the confidence in the world that these windows are going to last and work for a long time without sagging or tearing or getting sad. They're just really nice piece of simple plastic machinery that's just made smartly and made well. So I could open the windows, and I did, and it's what was really kind of impressed me hunting out of this thing for the whole last season was that, you know, the visibility from floor to ceiling is so nice. Like, I have the windows open just like I would on a normal blind. But in a normal blind, that's all I can see. On this blind, I can look, 5 feet away. Yeah, that noise is not a deer walking by. It's not a turkey. It's a squirrel. Oh, there's a bird. There's a mouse. There's a this. There's a that. And when a deer or a turkey or something did walk up close, I didn't have to move and adjust to try to see it through the window. I could just see it. And then when I finally got the window view, I could see it even better. And it was really a nice, pleasant experience. I was kind of impressed, I'm not going to lie. And, you know, I sat in this thing, and from the outside, it looks like a wall. It looks solid. And I had turkeys within feet of me. I had deer within feet of me. I had them sometimes for half hour at a time, eating and doing what they do. And every now and then, you know, I might get winded, but I get winded in any blind. If the wind changes or the deer comes from the wrong side, that could happen. But the concealment was excellent. It was perfect. As good or better than any other blind. And so I really thought, wow, okay. I was skeptical. I figured I'd give it a try. But it really kind of impressed me. Now, I hunted in this thing in all kinds of weather. Cold days, hot days, windy days, calm days, rain, and heavy rain. And it held up perfectly. I stayed dry despite the walls. And what the material is, it is like a thick fabric with little holes in it. When you look at it, it's more fabric than holes. But when you get close to it from the inside, and it's dark inside and light outside, the visual effect is amazing. I don't know what it's doing, tricking your brain, science, something, but you're able to pretty much see through it. Far enough to make a significant difference and be a really fun and nice way to hunt. Now, what surprised me was, one, that it delivers on what it says it's going to do, but more than that, the quality. Now, there's a bunch of brands that make them. I didn't try them all. I only tried the Tidewee one. And this is the one I'm talking about. I have touched some of the other brands and evaluated them in a store. I can't even remember their names. But the Tidewee one, really, the quality was... I'm sitting there like, this blind is higher quality, thicker, stronger walls and fabric, better hubs than most of the other, solid wall blinds that I've had. All right. Very, very nice. Now, will it fade? I don't know. It hasn't been 3 years yet. Will it last longer than the other ones? You just don't know until it happens. You don't know what's going to go down. But it's out there. And maybe 3 years from now, I'll report back on an update of how long it lasted. But just really robust. Kept me dry. Wind, rain, no problem. Of course, I stake it down. And I put the strings on all the sidewalls. So it's got 8 points of contact with the ground. And just a really pleasant, nice piece of equipment. Like I said, I was surprised and impressed, which is why I'm making a podcast episode talking about this. You know, if it had just been junk, I would have never said a word about it, because just chalk it up to all the other stuff that's junk. You don't need to hear about it. Maybe it worked good for somebody else, but this thing was quality. So now you look at the actual functionality of it. All right, so I always try to put things in perspective. You got comforts, and then you've got things that have technical benefit, strategic value, things that are going to help you hunt better. Am I going to take more animals hunting from this blind? I don't know. I could see some scenarios where normally a deer or a turkey might walk up beside me on the side in a blind area and can't see it, don't know what it is. It's never walks out in front. Then it walks away. Could have been the biggest buck or the biggest long beard, and we'll never know it. Whereas now, I could see it. I could just turn and shoot it through the wall if I wanted to.
Midway USA brand product designers have one straightforward goal: develop high-quality, technically sound products and deliver them to customers at reasonable prices. If you are immersed in the shooting sports industry and pay close attention to every single detail, you know our products are built right and stand up to everyday use. Who has shooting mats and range bag systems to hunting clothing and just about everything for the outdoors? Log on and shop 24/7 with super fast shipping. MidwayUSA.com.
Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
Like, you could shoot through the wall? Yeah. Guys, listen, hunting blinds, you can shoot right through them, all right? I don't just mean the mesh. I mean the walls, all right? They're not that sturdy. They're not going to deploy mechanical broadheads most of the time either. They don't have the sturdiness to do that. You can shoot through the mesh effortlessly. I almost always shoot through the mesh. I almost always am hunting with the mesh up, and I shoot through the mesh. And I would have no hesitation to turn and shoot through this wall with a bow or, of course, with a gun. If the animal was there and the situation was right and it didn't look like they were going to walk into the normal field of view for shooting, I would have no hesitation in just turning and taking a shot right through the wall. Wouldn't bother me at all. But like, George, then you'd have a hole in your blind. Yeah, well, you can fix that. You get some thread, some fishing line, whatever. You know, is it going to be perfect? No, but blinds are consumables. They're disposables. They're only going to last so long. And they're only going to last a few years and a couple holes to take a couple deer you wouldn't have gotten otherwise. This is why we have them. And so I could see scenarios where I could take game using this blind that I would not have been able to take otherwise. How likely is that? It's not very likely. And if a deer walks into the regular field of view, here's the biggest advantage, the most reasonable advantage this gives you, is that you can see the animal sooner. And you can know, okay, is that a deer? It is a deer. Is that a buck? It is a buck. How many points? Is it a shooter or not a shooter? Hasn't walked into the field of view yet, but it's walking. And whereas before, you might have had 2 seconds with it in the field of view to be able to see, assess, make a decision, draw and shoot. Now you've had more time to see it, assess, make a decision, draw, wait for it to enter the field of view, or just shoot it before it does right through the wall. And so that, I think, is the most practical benefit, is that you're able to see the animal sooner and process that sooner and maybe make use of some situations you wouldn't have been able to otherwise. Now, is that going to happen often? No. But how often does it need to happen? Once every 2 or 3 years? Is that not worth it? If that's all that the benefit you get? If I take one more buck every 3 years, that's a nice deer that I might not have been able to take otherwise, is it worth it? Yeah, I think so. If I'm able to take one more turkey every 2 or 3 years beyond what I've been able to take before, is it worth it? Yeah, probably. Probably. It's not a huge benefit, but it's significant. It's noteworthy. And here's the other thing, all right? This is the biggest thing that pushed me to want to do this particular episode. And I did a whole YouTube review on this blind. You can head to the YouTube channel, New Hunter's Guide. I did a full review. I showed it to you, video, pictures, everything. Talked, about some specifics and details that I just didn't cover here. I'm not going to, just because I don't remember what I said when I shot that a few weeks ago. But if you want more, you can go there and see it. Here's the biggest thing, all right? Are you ready? The price. So this blind retails at like $240, $250. It's not cheap. It's not an expensive blind. Blinds are way more than that. It's almost always on sale. Almost always. It's basically on sale 24 hours a day. All right. I've never seen it for sale at full price yet. And that sale price varies depending on, preseason, mid-season, postseason, whatever. But it's somewhere around $150, $160. And it goes up and down. You can get it for less. You can certainly pay more. But, even if you call it $200, I don't think there's a better $200 blind on the market, see-through or otherwise. You get it for $150, how much better is that? Like, I'm looking at replacing all my blinds going forward indefinitely with these, as long as this first one lasts long enough. Because for that money, I cannot buy a better blind of any make, any model that has higher quality to it and that gives me that benefit and it has as good features. Now, one thing I don't like, all right, it's not all roses. I don't like the door. It's a zipper door. Curved zipper door, and I just hate zipper doors, but it's so much quieter than the zipper door blind I'm replacing. I almost don't mind it. Like, I don't like zippers. I don't want it to be a zipper. I'd rather it be some clasps or fasteners or all the other creative ways they do blind doors, but they did a zipper for some stupid reason. But it's a quieter zipper. It's not as loud as the other zipper. And to me, if that's the biggest negative, then this is a win all around. It's just a win all around. How big is it? It's big enough to fit two people. They advertise it as a 2-to-3-person blind. And the rule of thumb here, guys, with hunting blinds is you just subtract one from whatever they say on the marketing. You subtract one, that's how many people you can fit. So if it says 2-to-3, you can comfortably fit 1-to-2. And you could fit two hunters in this blind on chairs and be okay. It'd be a little cramped if you're shooting shotguns or long-barreled something, but you'd be okay. The only way you're fitting three people in this thing, though, is if they're children and they're on little chairs. You just can't fit three full-size chairs in one of these. But two, you can do fine. And they make a bigger version. They make like a double, which you could probably fit six people in because of how long it is. So if you need something like that, they make that same material. And so for the money, it's like, this is a no-brainer. Like, now maybe the price is going to go up. Maybe this just introductory price. Although it's been a couple years. It's not new. So, I don't know. But what I have found so far is it is the best blind, I think, that I've used for the money. And it's the only blind I've ever done a podcast episode talking about. But I just think it was that good that it's worth sharing with you guys. If you're thinking about it, I'll be honest with you. I don't think you could get a better blind for what this costs. For $150 on sale. And you really can get it if you wait long enough. I reached out to them. to see if they would do anything with me. They gave me a promo code that I can give you guys. It's in the show notes of the episode at newhuntersguide.com. It's also in the show notes for the video review on YouTube. That'll give you another 18% off the sale price. They didn't ask me to do a podcast episode about it. I was just like, hey, I'm going to tell people about this. You know, is there, what could you guys do anything? So, you know, even if it's on sale, that code will get you 18% off, more than that. And for the price, I think I'm literally going to replace every blind that I have with one of these going forward, because it's just, it's impressive. It really, as a guy that goes through a lot of blinds to impress me with a hunting blind, let's just say it's not happened until this one. That's pretty much it. So guys, I hope this is helpful for you. I really appreciate you. Thank you so much for listening. Till next time, God bless you guys, and go get them in the woods.
A life that has the stories to back it. A life to be proud of. It's a Winchester life.
Yeah, baby. 6'8 Western.
Oh, mule deer, baby, right there.
Tune in every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern on Waypoint TV. One of the most legendary shows in the outdoors is on Waypoint TV. Don't miss Primo's Truth About Hunting, Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. Eastern on Waypoint TV, the destination for outdoor entertainment.